Well, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. William Jackson is an amazing composer. He's a harper, and he also plays other things, but he's composed a lot of suites and a lot of there's like the St. Mungo Suite and the Will Park Suite and the Island Suite. But then he's also just composed some wonderful, wonderful impressionistic things about Scotland. And this is called The Tree. This is from The Land of Light, a Scottish anthem CD. And we'll play this part of it because it is so good, and he is so good. The Tree. It's got a lot of sort of spiritual things going on here. So, William Jackson, he's been here a couple of times. He's a real good guy. Just the kind of guy that you think would write stuff like this. William Jackson, The Tree.
the old long walk with the D-I-E-I-A. I met a pretty little girl and we stopped to talk on a grand soft D-I-A. And I asked you, friend, what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl up the Salt Hill Prom with a Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down with a D-I-E-I-A. She asked me up to her flat downtown on the fine soft D-I-A. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. I took her hand and I gave it a twirl. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl. When I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? Well, I've been around, I've been all over the world, 'cause I ain't never met nothing like a Galway girl.
I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by, and the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sails shaking and a gray mist on the sea's face and a gray dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide, it's a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied, and all I ask is a windy day with a white cloud flying and the flung spray and the blown spume and the seagulls crying. Must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like wetted night. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover and a quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick is over.
Stay up late and wake up early. Shake Sometimes wonder if I'm crazy. No ambition, yeah, or maybe I'm just lazy or slow. I don't really know how heaven things go. Hipster, do you see me coming? Scoping me in case there's something I can do for you. If not, you'll be off.
And when I'm done with wandering, I will sit beside the road and weep for all the songs I did not sing and the promises that I did not keep.
A song written by J.B. Goodenough, who wrote a lot of songs actually that Gordon Bach recorded. And I think what happened in there was Tommy Makem hung out with Gordon Bach when he moved over into that Dover, New Hampshire area. He'd see Gordon Bach quite a bit. And Gordon Bach introduced Tommy Makem to J.B. Goodenough. And she had written Judy Goodenough. She'd written many, many, many songs that Gordon Bach recorded and introduced Tommy Makem. And the Clancy brothers, well, actually Liam and Tommy, would sing this song. And at the end of their gigs, and of course, Hank Cramer learned it from them. Archie Fisher played with them on many of those gigs when they first learned that. And he wrote a third verse that's on his latest album. It becomes the middle verse, actually, for Alan Bardi, who also played in that group with Liam and Tommy, and wrote another verse. Great song, though. The Journey's End. I had so much fun singing that with Hank. I sang harmonies on it. It's actually probably the first time we ever sang harmonies officially together on the stage at the end of his gig at the last Tumbleweed. And what a great song to sing with somebody as experienced and who knows what he's doing as much, especially in the recording studio, as much as Hank Cramer does. And he's got his act together along those lines. Speaking of somebody who knows what they're doing in the recording studio, oh my goodness, Linda Waterfall. This is her latest album, and it's called Hometown Girl. We just heard the title track from it. It has a version of the Beatles Come Together. It's got some great stuff. It's got a traditional thing. Katie Krull's on here. And she will be actually in the Tri-Cities on December 3rd. And that will be at the Unitarian Universalist Church, Linda Waterfall, who endures and endures and who keeps on keeping on. And she lives there in Seattle. And she does what she does. And she sings and she writes. And she says things like, "This is the best thing since chocolate cake." Or something like that. And sometimes she might even watch some old reruns of the Beverly Hillbillies. But she does cool stuff. And she's sung with folks from India who work that kind of singing. And she's sung with jazzers, and she's worked on Windham Hill, and she writes for kids, and she writes for old folks, and she writes for everybody. Linda Waterfall, Neighbor Day.
I'm gonna call this day Neighbor Day. Let's go neighbor.
The programs you enjoy on Northwest Public Radio are made possible with support from Hyper Spud Sports, an outdoor gear shop located in downtown Moscow for over 25 years, an independently owned store offering equipment and apparel designed for hiking, backpacking, camping, and more. Open daily at 402 South Main Street in Moscow.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood. Also heard on translators, K274BK 102.7 FM Kamiakuski, and K272DO 102.3 FM Orofino.
If your car repair project is stalled and you just don't have the time to work on it right now, please consider donating that car to Northwest Public Radio. Our vehicle donation program is quick, convenient, and hassle-free. All you need to do is call 888-WPR-CAR. We'll get your car picked up, and after it's sold, we'll send you the paperwork so you can get a tax deduction. And the best part is, your donation supports your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio. Call 888-NWPR-CAR or get the details at nwpr.org. Thank you for your donation. It's 2 o'clock and the Thistle and Shamrock is coming up next.
All the Flowers of Edinburgh, when we finally got to it. From the Liberty soundtrack. It says it's time for the calendar. A couple of cool things going on. There's a dance going on in the Tri-Cities. Or no, not in the Milton Friedwater area. Walla Walla. Up there at the old Unity Church. It's now just the airport building on C Street. And they're doing their dance there. That's when the Wednesday Night String Band shows up. And Dan Clark and Howard Osby call that thing. They're all there, all those folks. John St. Hilaire, Trudy Osby, and Howard Osby, Dan and Barbara Clark, and all those folks that run just such a wonderful dance series down there in Walla Walla area. Palouse Folklore Society, they've got one at the 1912 building at 3rd and Van Buren, and that's where they do their dances in the fall and spring. All right, so that'll all be cool. November the 19th, Heidi Muller and Bob Webb will be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there in Pasco on Sylvester Road on November the 19th. Fun stuff. And they'll be doing a lot of tracks from Heidi's brand new album called Up Hurricane Creek. And we played six cuts from that album in the past couple of weeks. Don't want to play any more because at that point you guys just start hitting the archives and you don't go out and buy the album. So we're not going to play any more until after these sets of gigs. And let's run down these sets of gigs for Heidi and Bob Webb. They're going to be in Seattle at the Finney Ridge, the little Finney Ridge Community Center Concert Hall. It's actually not the actual community center. It's down a block. It's just down the hill. Little brick building where they do their concerts. So that'll be fun. Check that out. On November the 26th for Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. And then on December 1st, they head right on over. They head right on over to the Hurricane Grange, just outside of Joseph, Oregon. They'll do a set of concerts there as well. Okay. Just between, I think that's right between Joseph and Enterprise, but more towards Joseph there in the Hurricane Grange. And that's where you can find Heidi Muller and Bob Webb on the 1st of December. Doing cuts from that brand new album. Alrighty, and where else are we going with this here in December? Not a lot else going on. December 1st, Saturday Dance. On December the 3rd there in Ellensburg, that'll be the second of their first Saturday Dances. And so you want to check that out because those are fun. And then we start heading into holiday stuff. Yakima will be doing a second Saturday Dance. There'll be a second Saturday Dance at the Broadway Grange. And a first Saturday Dance for all this Eastern European Balkan things going on at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. The Fairhaven Library Auditorium, the Balkan Dance Series, the Eastern European Dance Series. And that's really cool. It's just getting started, just getting rocking and rolling, and they're doing a good job with it. Second Saturday Dance in Bellingham on the 10th. And also a first Saturday Dance in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Community Center. That's also on the 3rd of December. I'm trying to crowd these in because next week we will not be doing a calendar. We're going to be running the show on the 60s. A lot of people love that show. We just rerun it. Alrighty. So on the 3rd of December, I'm trying to get a lot of this stuff, like I say, jammed in. And be starting to do the Christmas things and the holiday things pretty quick. So those will be coming up 10th, 17th. And our holiday shows this year will be on the 17th of December and the 24th. And on Spokane Public Radio, they will be on the 18th and maybe part of it on the 25th. All right. So that's where that's at. Okay, let's kind of begin where we left off here. Let's begin on this. We're going back to Beausoleil. Thank you.
Monet and Manet. We're strolling down the LEC, picking out pastels and other kinds of paint. Eddie said to Claude, I got some rouge that is really on and some indigo from Cairo, but I bet you ain't. They continued this discussion. At the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Manet did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league, Rodin, Cezanne, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. Was older than the rest of the bunch. He was dope and out of brand new style. He was missing the point, so every once in a while he'd go on up to Montmartre and talk it over with the others over lunch.
Monet,
too sweet. Monet concerned himself with atmosphere and light. He worked on lots of canvases at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Manet did some stuff that's really out of. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cezanne, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. Oh, don't forget Paul Gauguin.
Oh, that's the Andrew Collins Trio, sort of augmented by Linda Waterfall. Linda Waterfall doing that great version of Come Together Right Now. There's actually some negative reasons as to why that song was written. And I heard the story, and now I can't remember. It's not the peachy kumbaya thing that people think. It's something else. The Andrew Collins Trio, along with the Phantasmagoria Quartet there. Doing a couple of things, doing Fish and Fowl, and then doing Creeping. These are from Canada. This album was financed by the Canada Council for the Arts. There's another C in there somewhere. Canada Council for the Arts. There's three C's. Can't think of what they are. Anyway, the Andrew Collins Trio, they're pretty good. Kind of a modern Grisman sound with because they have mandolas and mandocellos and mandolins and fiddles and cellos and that kind of thing. But it's kind of a more of a like a chamber Grisman dog-grass sound is what it is. Pretty good stuff. Let's do a little, kind of change and shift the gears here. Let the good times roll. Bon temps roulé. What is it? What would that be? I'll try and remember. Something bon temps roulé. Anyways. It's Beausoleil. Beausoleil.
It takes a rocking chair to rock. It takes a rubber ball to roll. It takes a gal I love to satisfy my soul. Because I'm jealous. Jealous hearted me. I said I'm jealous. Jealous as I can be.
Oh, Pop Wagner, we heard a little bit of Cajun stuff that he does. We heard Dance All Night with a Bottle in My Hand. And Jealous, this is when he does the kind of old-timey stuff. The American 1890s and early 20s, early 1900s material. Pop Wagner. Done so much of this over the years. He drove me to a festival one time. And of course, he was part of the old Prairie Home days back before the show was on National Public Radio, and it was just a local.
Thank you all very much.
Runs fast and the morning doves scatter. Shotgun blast brings home baby's dinner. Little puppy wades in the brown bayou when the alligator nibbles on the puppy's toes.
He wants the disco, disco, disco on the bayou. Disco, disco, disco down the Fontenot.
Everybody's dancing till the broad daylight. Alligator swallowed up the radio, and now there's no more disco down on the bayou.
There's no more disco, disco, disco on the bayou. Disco, disco, disco down the Fontenot. Disco, disco, disco on the bayou. Disco, disco, disco down. Disco on the bayou. Disco, disco, disco down the Fontenot.
Oh, disco on the bayou. Oh, indeed, indeed, Mr. Pop Wagner. Remember Pop Wagner? He used to come here and used to do cowboy songs. He does a lot of stuff. And this is just like his Cajun stuff. But he does cowboy songs and traditional songs and plays fiddle and he plays an old Epiphone guitar and he used to do rope tricks. Remember, Pop Wagner did rope tricks? Did really cool rope tricks. And you know, with the big lassos, with the big lariats, Pop Wagner came out of Minnesota along with those folks like Charlie McGuire and those guys. Soon Jung Shin doing the playlists. Email me at D's and Daniel, MAHERWSU.EDU. WSU.edu. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. You can call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming right back for lots more stuff now. We have a calendar. We have a whole nother hour's worth of music. And did you notice we're not doing the breaks at the bottom of the hour? Great, huh?